Archers, for the week 10th to 15th February 2002.
The weather's not good.
Now, careful. You just take hold of the corner. Well, I...
Got it!
I'll try and tie this in.
The wind!
You okay?
I'm fine. I'm being careful.
Oh, it won't take a minute. But you stay under there, though. Don't come out in this.
Oh, picked a great time to come loose, hasn't it? I mean, this tarp hasn't shifted all winter, and now
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, I know. I need to pull it this way a bit. Ow! Ah! Straight down my welly!
Oh, you poor thing. Get out of the rain while you tie it.
Oh! Oh. Oh, I needed a wash anyway.
You reckon you've got it tight enough?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to shift now. I mean, I know it's only straw bales under here, but...
If you'd left it, we'd have lost the tarpaulin.
Yeah. Right, well, I can manage now. You better go in and finish your packing.
We're almost done. Jill's looking for Pip's Westlife CD.
Oh, she's not taking that, is she?
Not if we can't find it. It'll be up in 20 minutes.
All right.
Do you want to take Phil's offer?
What?
To drive us to the station?
No, no, I want to come see you off.
Okay.
I'll just stick a couple of tyres onto this to hold it down, and then...
Oh, David, you did fix up with Mike for Tuesday.
What?
Tuesday, when you're in Cambridge.
Oh, yeah, he's down for the afternoon milking, no problem.
Good.
No, I've been wondering about this trip.
Why?
Well, you know, you're away. I'll have to leave Dad and Bert in charge.
So?
Well... It's a long drive. I shan't be back till quite late.
David?
I mean, it's a lot of hassle just for a marketing conference.
And it's all been sorted. There's no reason why you can't go.
So you think I should?
Of course. Why not?
Well, all right, I'll go then.
You're making me feel guilty now.
Why?
About going off and leaving you behind.
No, no, no. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
You shouldn't be that pushed, really. And Phil's here if you need him.
Yeah, sir. That's all okay, then. You go and have a great relaxing time. Let your mum and dad really spoil you.
I'm going to miss you, though.
Yeah, me, you.
Hey. Mind! Oh. You're dripping all over me.
Go on, you go in. I'll be with you in 2 minutes. We'll have to dry out a bit before we go.
OK, who's got the boarding cards?
You took them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I've just realised I've got nothing to read on the plane.
Well, you can talk to me instead.
Oh, I know you. You'll fall asleep as soon as we're over the channel.
Well, if I do, it's no reflection on you, darling.
I know. Flying makes you sleepy.
I think there's a bookshop in the departure lounge.
Oh, hadn't we better wait for Oliver and Caroline before we go through?
OK. Ah, oh, there's...
Hello!
Oh, God. Where's Caroline? Is she coming?
Sorry, sorry. You got here hours ago?
No, no.
Oh, I'm glad you've made it.
Hello. Hello. Bit of a rush, I'm afraid.
Is Caroline...
Yes, yes, she's here. She's just nipped to the loo.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we were late leaving Ambridge. Last-minute crisis at Grey Gables.
Oh.
Someone had gone sick. Poor Caroline had to rush around and find a replacement. Still, here we are.
So, have you got her luggage too?
Yes. As soon as she's done, we'll go and check it in.
Just one bag each?
Oh, all right. But it's me who has to remember everything.
I think I've got more stuff than Caroline. She's a very efficient packer.
Oh, puts me to shame, I'm sure.
So how's your Hungarian? Been brushing up on it?
You are joking, Brian. You're not expecting me to be bilingual, eh?
No, you needn't worry. Ian will do all the translating for us.
He'll be our guide tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, I called him last night to check our schedule. And they'll be sending a couple of cars to the hotel tomorrow morning.
Not too early, I hope.
About nine-ish.
Oh.
It's fairly civilised. And then it's about an hour's drive out to the farm.
Good, sounds marvellous. Well, after all you've said, I'll be interested to have a look firsthand.
Well, I think you'll find it's worth the trip.
Oh, I must wish I was coming with you.
No, not really your kind of thing, darling.
You'll find enough to keep you busy in Budapest, won't you?
Yes, it sounds such a fascinating city.
And you'll have Caroline for company?
Yes. Don't worry about us. We'll have plenty to do.
17 years ago. No, it'll soon be 18.
Oh, as long as that?
Still seems like yesterday to me.
Everything okay, dear love?
That's fine.
June 1984. Lovely sunny afternoon. Everyone dressed up to the nines.
So what's this?
Today Princess Margaret came to Grey Gables.
Oh, yeah.
It was the NSPCC fashion show. The Duke of Westminster was chairman of the Centenary Appeal, and he said he was bringing his aunt along.
Yeah, I remember.
And it turned out to be Princess Margaret. Oh, royalty at Grey Gables. You can imagine how honoured I was.
G&T.
Oh, thanks. And a whiskey for me, please, Julie.
Large one?
Please. No ice.
Right.
Yeah. Sad news, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
I mean, we all knew she'd been ill. Clogs.
I'm just so glad I had the chance to meet her personally.
What was she like?
Well, I was quite nervous beforehand, but when I was introduced, it was like talking to an old friend.
I remember the picture in the Echo.
Oh, yes, I've still got a copy. Had a white tuxedo specially made with silver braid.
And you named that suite after her, didn't you?
Yes, the Royal Garden Suite. Our best rooms. We put them at her disposal.
Well, that'd be something for you to remember her by.
Yes, you're right. Yes, it will.
That's 6:25, please.
Oh, thank you. Perhaps I'll get a nice picture of her and hang it in there.
Yeah, why not?
Kirsty, all right in the ploughman said?
Yes, yes. Well, it's not busy in there yet. Derek Fletcher's going on about the new housing plans.
Was a wonderful thing when she came along, though. Gave us all a lot of pleasure.
Well, I'm sure it did, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, I'll take these over to Peggy.
Yeah, okay then.
Oh, that's a nice memory for him. So, what side's Derek Fletcher on, I wonder?
The housing? No surprises. Lot on the countryside. A desecration. Tacky boxes put up just for the sake of a quick profit.
Oh, maybe he's got a point.
Oh, come on. Give the developers their due. They have compromised. I mean, now they're only asking for 20 or so houses.
Well, I'm not saying I'm against it in principle.
All right, it'll be good for the whole community, not just for us. And they'll use the shop, too.
Yeah, but what about the young people? I mean, what if Fallon decides she wants to settle in the village? It'll be no she can afford.
Yeah, they're going to include a few starter, aren't they?
Two, won't it?
And let's be honest, Fallon's not shown any sign of settling down anywhere yet.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it... Ambridge doesn't suit everyone. A lot of kids prefer the city.
Oh, so you're the expert on kids now, are you?
No, I didn't
mean
that.
Well, perhaps we should try asking Fallon.
Oh, Jolene.
Oh, you take over here. I'll see if Kirsty wants an hand.
How?
A few hours ago, we were driving through the rain to the airport. And we are here in time to do some shopping.
I'm not sure what's open on a Sunday.
Oh, don't panic. I want to finish unpacking before we do anything.
Well, I want to have a crack at this.
Oh, there's even a trouser press here, darling.
Yes. You'll find there's a plug in the basin, too. But I'm not sure if the place is bugged.
Oh, you are such a comedian.
Come on, have a drop of this.
Oh, lovely.
Not exactly champagne, but... Yes, come in.
Oh, sorry.
Hello. Your room okay?
Oh, yeah, fine. Very cosy. Caroline's sorting her stuff out.
Want a drink?
No, thanks. As soon as we're ready, we thought we'd go and have a stroll round.
Oh, right.
Nothing strenuous, you know, just to get a taste of the Budapest experience. Fancy joining us?
Well...
What do you think, darling?
Actually, I'm quite tired.
Oh, maybe we'll give it a miss then.
As you like. We'll meet up later then. Supper?
Yes, we'll see you down there with the others.
Okay then.
Bye.
Enjoy your walk.
Don't you want to go and look at the shops?
Well, we could always pop out later. Just the two of us.
Okay, fine. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. To our holiday.
Oh, it's lovely. We'll have all tomorrow to look round anyway, you and Caroline, while we're at the farm.
Yes.
So there's no need to rush.
So, me and Caroline...
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's fine when we're among friends, but, well, a whole day's sightseeing...
You can impress her with your encyclopedic knowledge of Hungarian history.
Oh, perhaps if I look at the guides, then at least we'll know where we're going.
Mm, you can do that later. Come on, let's relax for a bit.
I'm not going to let it spoil my first day, anyway.
Something about being in a foreign city.
Mm. Is this all foreign cities?
Well, maybe just something about Budapest.
I'll have to keep you away from all those glamorous Hungarian girls.
Glamorous?
As if you hadn't noticed.
You needn't worry, darling. They wouldn't look at an old fogey like me.
It's okay. I've got it.
I didn't know you were still out here.
Yes. Thought I'd get these stacked away. Now it's cleared up a bit.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up Fallon.
Yeah, look, Jolene.
I'll make sure I'm back in time for opening.
Jolene, hold on. Wait.
Is this going to take long? Because
No, look. I know I put my foot in it earlier about Fallon.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. I wasn't trying to stick my oar in. I was making a point about the housing plans, that's all.
So, just the way it came out?
Yeah. Mm. If it upset you, then I'm sorry, all right. I didn't want to start an argument.
OK. Maybe I overreacted too.
Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry about the other day too. The thing about the drugs.
Oh, that. Well...
I know you're still cross about it. You think I overstepped the mark.
Yeah, well, some things we're never going to see eye to eye on.
Yeah, OK, but I admit I went too far. That's between you and Fallon. OK.
OK.
No matter how I feel about... You're much more important to me. I just hate it so much when we're not getting on.
Oh, Sid.
Well, should you forgive me then?
Of course. OK, maybe I could have handled it better myself.
Well, let's just forget about it, shall we? Be nice to each other again?
Well, I will if you will.
It's a deal.
Daft great thing, you. Oh, I'll get back as soon as I can.
Yeah, no, wait. I want to try and make up for it somehow.
Mm.
How would you like me to take you out one night?
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, yeah. A proper night out. Somewhere really nice.
But how can we?
I'll fix it. Somehow. I will. The girls can mind the bar.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I thought... Maybe Thursday?
Thursday? Isn't that...
Yeah. 14. So, will you be my Valentine?
Caroline's about to see the sights of Budapest.
Boris Marti. I can't even pronounce it. Oh, where on earth do we start?
Well, what about this walk? Doesn't look too strenuous. Mm. Takes you around the centre of Pest.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll see what Jennifer thinks.
Oh, there's always the castle district.
No, not today. I want to save that for tomorrow so we can see it together.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Much nicer just the two of us.
Unless Brown and Jenny are...
Oh, no, let's stay.
Jenny, they're here.
Ah, morning.
Hello.
Morning. Step well, I hope.
Oh, yes, fine.
Oh, the room is very comfortable.
Oh, good.
Hello. Morning.
Morning.
Hello.
We had breakfast in our room, so we're all ready to go.
Us too.
The car should be along soon. We might as well wait here.
So, what about you girls? You all set for a hard day's sightseeing?
Mm. Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, me too.
Or is it going to be a hard day's shopping?
Thank you, Brian.
Where to go? That's the problem.
Ah. Oh. Well,
you had a few ideas, haven't you, darling?
Yes, I've done a bit of research.
Well, if you don't mind, Caroline and I think we'd rather save the old city for tomorrow.
Oh, yes, so would we. But I've had a look through the guides, and it would take us a few days just to do this side of the river.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I don't know what you think, Caroline, but...
Well, I'm open to any suggestions.
Well, look, we could start at the Duna Corso, the promenade.
Ah, we do your homework, I can see.
Oh, just some background reading.
You've become an expert on the sights of Budapest.
Oh, Brian. And then we could head up towards the Petuffy Square and see the Roman fortress, take in the palaces, and then come down this way.
I see.
Oh, yes. Mm. Budapest's most elegant shopping area.
It takes us down to the Serbian Orthodox Church.
Yes, of course it does, darling. Why else would you go?
Hi. Hello? Somebody not come back? Tim, hello, are you there?
Yeah.
Hiya. I'm back sooner than I thought. Made good time from the airport.
I'm not here for long. I'm due back at work.
Can't you stay for a few minutes?
No, not really.
Well, 1 minute, then. I've got something here.
Well, I,
Great to be home. I mean, Hanover was okay, but I'm shattered. I can tell you all about it.
Siobhan, I really don't think this is...
Oh, okay. We'll leave it until later. Now, how about this? Moselle Riesling. The real stuff. I've got 3 bottles.
Very nice.
It'll have to go with something a bit special. I thought I'd fix us a meal for tonight. That is, if you'll be around.
No, I... No, I might just grab something down at the pub.
Tim, I'm not asking you to... All I'm suggesting is that we sit down and have a meal together. We can manage that, surely.
Well, you tell me about your weekend.
If you're interested. You may not be, of course. We can't talk about something else.
The weather.
I haven't forgotten what you said about wanting us to try and make a go of it. If you really meant that...
All right.
So, if we eat about 7:30?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be here.
In the chapel is what's claimed to be the mummified right hand of St. Stephen.
Ooh. I think I might give that a miss.
Yes, it's a bit gruesome, I suppose.
So, where to next?
Well, if we go on further, there's the Clothill Palaces. It says they're quite magnificent, lots of intricate plaster work.
Really?
That's quite a long walk, though.
So, how about the Ethnographical Museum?
Well, it is 3:00. I tell you what, I could do with getting warm. Why don't we find a cafe somewhere?
Oh, yes, that'd be nice.
Ooh, shops. Oh, this looks promising. Look, if we walk on down here, we could do a bit of exploring.
Okay.
Well, I wonder how the others are getting on out at their farm. Hope it's all going to be worth their while.
Oh, I think Oliver's just interested to go and have a look, whatever happens. Nice excuse for a holiday.
He's such good company, isn't he? And I can see you're getting on well together.
Yes. Yes, we are. It's lovely for us to have some real time together. Away from work and the guests on the phone.
Yes, I bet.
I'm determined to steal him away tomorrow, so I can have him all to myself for a day at least.
I guess I should. I'm going to try and do the same with Brian.
It's nice to be away from the village, too. Oliver doesn't worry about gossip, really, but I must...
No one's got any reason to gossip about you, surely. I mean, about you and Oliver.
You know what people are like? Any excuse?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, look. Oh, isn't that a lovely coat? There, look at the back of the window.
Ooh, yes, it is rather nice.
But it's hugely expensive. Don't even try it on.
Oh, why not?
It's bound to be too much. And if we're going to go to that ethnographical museum...
Oh, it won't take long. It might be a bargain. I'll come in with you.
Will you?
Ooh, I quite fancy the look of that jacket.
How's that wine doing? Want a top up?
No, thanks.
Okay. I thought about getting a video for later. You know this video club they're starting at the shop? Well, apparently the videos didn't come when they were meant to, so it's all been postponed. Don't think Betty's too upset about it.
Siobhan, this is no good. It's not going to work.
What?
I can't do this. I can't just sit here and pretend.
No one's pretending. I just wanted to tell you about Hanover.
Well, I really don't want to know. Okay? Why should I believe you anyway?
Him, it was only a business trip. And a pretty tedious one.
So, you didn't get to meet up with him? Shame. Must have been very disappointing for you.
You're wrong, Tim.
Am I?
I told you before I left. I wasn't...
You know, I might just begin to believe you if you could tell me his name, but you can't even do
that. I've tried to explain.
All right. So you say you want us to try and save our marriage.
Wait a minute, isn't that what you want too?
How can we even begin if, for all I know, you're still seeing him? Are you still seeing him?
I didn't see him over the weekend. And I'm not seeing him now. Not today, or tomorrow, or the day after that.
Or ever? Will you ever see him again?
Please, don't do this to me.
To what to you? I think I'm entitled to know, aren't I? To know if my wife intends to carry on having an affair.
Don't do this to me now. Not if you want this to work. Not if you want us to have a chance.
But if you can't even be honest with me...
I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can.
The things they can do with paprika.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
More wine, Jennifer.
No. Yes, please.
Right. Big question now is, can I make pudding?
Well, if I can, so can you. Brown? No, thanks, Oliver.
Cheers. To a fabulous holiday.
Two opportunities, eh, Brown? Yes, indeed.
And I thought I'd all like to know. I called home to speak to Trudy, and she says it's still raining.
Oh, good old Ambry.
Yep, at least we've got the sun here, even if it is freezing.
Well, I'm jolly sorry you didn't make the Ethnographical Museum. I was looking forward to hearing all about it.
Oh, as always, tomorrow.
I'd like to warn you not to let Jenny near the shops.
It wasn't just me.
Oh, I got my lovely jacket.
And very elegant you look in it too, my love.
Oh, thank you, Oliver.
Doesn't she look stunning, Brown?
Yes, yes, she does.
We had a lovely time. It's nice having you back, darling.
Aye, aye. They're off again.
Oh, don't you just love it, Brian? What could be more romantic?
You think they're real Hungarian gypsies, eh?
Oh, yes. Albanians, probably.
No, well, I don't care. They look good enough for me. Oh, that lovely embroidery. Must be their traditional costume.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Though we didn't see many of those out in the country, eh, Brian?
Not that I noticed.
Come on. Just what about your day? About the farm?
Yes.
Well,
you all seem quite positive about it.
Well, what would you say, Brian?
Yes. Yes, the place doesn't have any massive debts. That's the first thing. They're not about to go bankrupt.
Well, I must say, I was quite impressed. I like the, you know, the feel of the place.
Ooh, praise indeed.
And they're not hugely overstaffed, either. No, some would have to go.
Oliver says they've been growing lucerne.
Ah, yes, now that is interesting, because they've been growing the stuff for about 6 years now. So that land's had no chemical inputs.
Really?
Yes, so under their regulations...
Oh, Brian!
Just a minute, though. Under their rules, we could get organic certification for this year. So we could have our first crop of organic potatoes this autumn.
How interesting.
So what kind of acreage, then?
It's about 30 hectares.
Oh, Brian, that's enough.
What?
Oh, honestly, here we are in this gorgeous restaurant in this beautiful city, and all you can talk about is potatoes.
Well, fair enough.
What about this lovely food and wine and, hey, the romance?
All right, darling, you'll get your romance.
Hey!
Tim?
Oh, I thought you'd have gone to bed.
Look at you. You're soaked. Where have you been?
Nowhere, just a walk.
It's pouring out there. Why don't you come and sit
Look,
down?
Look, I'm sorry about supper.
That's okay. There's still some left if you're hungry.
No, thanks.
Wine, too. Will you come and sit down for a while?
No. No, I don't think so.
Love, please. Just for a few minutes, so we can talk.
What's the point? I don't know what to say.
We can still try. Or just come and sit with me anyway.
No. No, not now.
Tim?
I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed.
It's a wet night in Ambridge.
Lindy!
Come and see Robert. Come and have a look at this.
Aren't you getting soaked out here?
Come under my umbrella.
Cats and dogs.
Look, the water's still rising.
It's up a bit, yeah.
A bit? Robert, that's at least a foot higher than it was an hour ago. Yes. Hold your torch up. Look across. Now, you can't see the bottom of the willow anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Never been at this high before. Ever. In all the time we've been here. Well, has it?
No, not that I can remember.
No.
You can almost see it rising.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, who's that?
Evening, Joe.
Evening.
Ah, Joe.
Well, I thought I might find you out here.
What do you think, Joe? Have you ever seen the Am this high before?
Not down here. Not for a good many years. Coming up fast, too.
Well, that's what I've been saying.
Not that I'm surprised. You heard the warning on the local radio.
Warning?
Danger of flash flooding anywhere in South Wales.
Oh, there, you see, Robert?
Well, I think the rain might be easing off a bit now.
Oh, please, it's still pouring down as hard as ever.
I've just come down from the village. The water ain't so bad up there.
Really?
Well, it's high, but it's in it higher.
Well, how can that be?
Aiden Brook. That's where the trouble is. Where it joins the river up above the fall.
Yeah, I know.
Brook's in full speed. All that water coming down from the barrel.
Do you think it'll stop? Or is it going to get worse?
Well, it's hard to say.
Another few inches, it'll be over the bank into the garden.
Well, they reckon this rain's going to keep up all night.
Oh, dear. But if it goes on like this...
I've just had Kaz on the phone, and she says they haven't had much rain at all.
Well, that's not going to help us, Robert.
Well, let's be prepared for the worst, I think.
But what can we do?
Well, you ought to think about shifting some of them pots out the way.
My urns, you mean?
Well, just the smaller ones. Get them away from the bank.
They're quite heavy.
Yeah, well, you got a barrow anywhere?
Yes, in the shed.
Right, then.
This way, I'll show you. Robert?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, hello.
No, you, Robert.
Oh, George.
Oh, good luck. I tried the house. There was no answer.
No, we're out. We're down by the river.
You'll have seen the problem then.
Yeah.
Now, we've had the official warning that there's a high risk of the Am flooding. All low-lying properties are at risk, including yours.
At risk? So
you'd better be prepared. You got plenty of sandbags?
Well, we got a few, yeah.
You ought to get busy then. Now, you know what to do?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'll keep in touch. Bye.
Bye. Lindy? Lindy?
Oh, sorry I didn't get round sooner.
No, thanks for coming over.
Yeah, this blooming weather. There's muck everywhere. Got behind with the milking at Brookfield.
Brookfield? Oh, yeah.
David's gone up to this do in Cambridge. Asked me to sit the calves as well.
Yeah, OK. Well, I could do with some advice here.
So, what's up with the old MG? Fan belt?
Oh, just needs tightening. But that's not the real problem.
So,
Pat and I went out last night. That swish Italian place in Felsham. Pat had her new trousers on.
Special occasion?
Well, my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not till Saturday, but...
Good excuse to burn some rubber, though.
Yeah, well, right. Anyway, we got as far as Darrington when it came down in buckets. And that's when disaster struck.
Yeah?
Yeah. The water started pouring in through the roof. Well, trickling, anyway.
Uh-huh.
All over our laps. All the way to Felpisham.
Spoilt your night out, then?
Well, no, not really. We managed to dry ourselves out a bit when we got there. Even managed to laugh about it. Although Pat says her trousers will never be the same. You can still see the damp patch. Look.
Oh, yeah. So where'd it get in?
Up there, where the roof joins the windscreen.
Yeah, I see.
Seemed to be coming in all the way along. What do you reckon?
Well...
Any ideas?
What does it say in the Am book?
Not very helpful. Although there are a few pages missing.
Well, I suppose the seal must have perished.
Yeah. It's whether I can get a replacement.
Do I have a bit of mastic?
Yeah.
Ah, Mike, Tony.
Oh,
George,
I'm sorry to break this up. I'm going to need your help, both of you.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of good strong torches.
What for?
The river's burst its banks down below Brookfield.
Oh.
All the way down past Ambridge Hall.
Well, how bad is it?
Bad enough, and it's getting worse. I called David, he's stuck the other side of Felt.
Oh, great. The Herefords, they're in the bottom field.
Yeah, they'll be swimming soon. David's asked if we can shift them.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'll take you down in the Land Rover. Okay, Tony.
Well, can we do this first?
Tony, come on, tear yourself away.
Oh, chasing cattle in the pitch dark and pouring rain. Yeah, this is going to be fun.
There we go. And another. Great. Shove it down this end. Got it?
Yep.
Eddie, where have you got to with them sandbags?
We need them here, Dad.
We need them by the front door, too. Water's coming up the path.
Well, how many have we got left?
Oh, just a couple.
Well, there's still a gap here. Look, should we shift this one
over? Robert, quick. We need to move the settee.
Well, I can't come now, Lindy.
Well, Cathy and I can't manage
it. All right. Well, let me do this first.
Look, we'll have to block the French windows, Mrs. Snell.
What?
The water's up over the patio.
Oh, no.
There's a blooming great leak out there.
Oh, Robert, what are we going to
do? Well, stay calm. We're not flooded yet.
Oh, no, you're right, but...
It's only a matter of time. If the water wants to get in, you can't stop it.
Oh.
Okay. You and Cathy carry on and move what you can. Take it all upstairs.
Yeah, well, I'll come in and give you a hand.
Oh, thanks, Joe. We'll need to move the escritoire as well.
All right, well, that's the best we can do here, Robert. We've got, sir.
Well, some sort of barrier.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Well done.
Well, I'd best see what we can do by the front door.
Yeah, look, you think Joe's right? You think there is any point?
You got through.
Okay. Well, perhaps we'll look in the study first.
Aye?
The computer equipment.
Oh, yeah. You better shift that.
And then we'll see if we can rescue some of my wine. Hey, get on, you! Hey, up!
Hey! Come on, there!
Oh, no! It's your way, Tony!
Yeah, right, I've got him! Wait, get back there!
Can't you?
Go on! Yes.
There's more! They're doubling back again!
Yes, I know! I can't...
Everybody's gone!
I can't see!
Get George back in the Land Rover!
If he goes, we'll lose the others!
All right. No, just let him go! Keep the rest moving!
Right! Go on!
Look, keep them going, Tony!
Right!
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Mike.
David, where are you?
I'm in Loxley Barracks. How are you doing?
Oh, it's chaos down here. Field's half under. We got most of them heading up towards the long field.
Oh, great. Well done, mate.
But it's mayhem. Half of them got spooked. It's a load of stragglers.
Right, look, keep at it. Yeah. I'll be with you in 5 minutes.
Right.
Okay, that's the last of the Saint Emilion.
Oh, Robert, how can you worry about your wine at a time like this? Help me with this rug, will you?
Oh, no!
Eddie, what?
It's coming in here!
Oh, no!
The French window!
Oh, help! Quick, stop it!
I'll try it! It's no good!
Well, we can't, Lindy, we're out of sandbags.
We'll do something else!
Hey, the water's coming in the kitchen!
Oh, not there as well!
All right, stay calm, if we all just stay calm.
Oh, yeah, look outside, and it's right up round the front. Oh. It's coming round the back.
We're surrounded!
Like I say, if it's gonna get in, there ain't nothing we can do.
Demeter, Persephone.
You are?
My goats. Their shed will be flooding too.
Oh, I reckon so.
Come on, all right, quick. Yes. We'll have to move them out.
How many you got down there, Tony?
Well, I don't know. About half a dozen.
Okay, see if we can move them up this way.
Right.
Come on.
I think there's a couple more somewhere. Down by the trees.
Yeah, never mind. Leave them for now.
You there, mate?
Oh, lass. David's here.
All right, good. I'll go back down, Mike. See if I can pick up those stragglers.
Yeah, okay, then.
Gary.
Oh, what kept you, mate?
Not my fault. The bypass is underwater. I was stuck there for ages.
Yeah, fair enough.
So what's going on? Where are they?
Oh, we got the main herd up into the long field.
Oh, great.
Brilliant. And there's still half a dozen here.
Well, they're okay. At least they're up on high ground.
But Tony reckons there's still a couple down there somewhere.
So, you made it. Yeah, thanks, George. I owe you one for this. All of you.
Think you can take it from here?
Yep. I'll go around and count them up.
Okay. We're off to the Snells. I think I'm needing down there.
Okay. Thanks again.
Yeah, see you, George.
Right. Let's sort this one out.
Mike. David.
Yeah?
Look, down there. There's a cow. She's stuck. Got herself marooned.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's all we need.
Shh, quiet, Demeter.
Come on, old girl. Come on.
I think she's terrified.
All right. Nothing to be scared of.
It's no good, Joe. She won't come.
Yes, she will. You just keep coaxing her.
She doesn't want to leave Persephone.
Well, let's get this one clear of the water, and I'll go back and fetch Percy. What's her name?
Where are we going to put them? There isn't anywhere.
Oh, hey, who's that?
Is that you, George?
George! Oh, George!
Yeah, well, just come down nice and steady. You're upset to go.
Okay.
There, now. Shh.
I came as quick as I could. What's the situation here?
George, the water's right up to the house. It's coming in already.
Okay, now, you've done all you can.
Yes, Robert. Oh, Demeter. The shed's flooded. We're having to move.
Where are you taking?
Well, I don't know.
We'll fetch them up to our place. Put them in my lean-to.
Your lean-to? We can't.
Oh, yes, we can. They won't hurt in there just for one night. Oh. Nice and cozy. Dad. Eddie, we've got George Barford here now. He'll come and get... Oh, it's no good. The water's coming in all over. Oh. Must be 6 inches already. We can't stop it.
George, what are we going to do?
Here. I got the rope. Must have broken a few records.
Oh, great. Thanks, Mike.
She okay?
Yeah. Look.
She's terrified.
We just need to get her across here.
Flipping heck. Can we... Look at the state of that water. It's a real torrent.
Yeah, I know. And it's still rising.
Yeah, we'll have to get her over soon.
Did you call the fire brigade?
Yeah, but whether they'll make it or not... Yeah, give me the end of that rope.
Hey?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, hold the torch.
I'll tie this end round me.
David!
Hang on, you're not going in there.
Oh, someone's cut in.
Yeah, but I mean...
I can get this round there. And you pull with a tractor.
No, that's crazy.
That's too risky. You'll both get swept away.
No, we won't. Not if we're careful.
David, it is freezing in there.
Right, go on. Take the other end, tie it to the tractor.
No, come on, mate.
No, wait for the fire brigade.
There's no time, Tony. We're losing her. So you keep hold of the rope while I go in.
David!
Don't let go!
You're all right.
Bloody hell!
Hang on!
It's just after midnight and the floodwater is still rising.
Okay, just let me get off. I need more rope, Tony.
Yes, but...
I need more! I can't reach!
Okay, but just watch yourself.
I'm just getting this round here.
But that's all I've got.
Get Mike to come forward a bit!
Mike, this way!
Come on, more! Okay!
Okay, stop!
Now then, you...
Careful! She's slipping!
Steady!
No, watch it! She'll have you under!
It's all right! Come on, girl! Whoa! Hey! Steady!
No, watch your back! She's gonna kick out again!
Yeah,
she's panicking! Oh, hold on! I'll come in and help!
No, you don't! You stay there! Ow! Help!
David!
Carrots, where's the...
No, leave her! Come back out!
It's all right! Hang on there! Okay! I've got a head run! Take out the strain!
Take her back! Slowly!
That's it! Good, and again!
Right!
Okay, stop!
Stop!
She's coming! She's nearly there! Come on now, one last heave! Yeah, not the tractor! Just take the rope, Tony!
Right.
Ready?
Got it!
And... Whoa! Yes, good, and again! Yes!
Okay, Mike!
She's there! We've done it!
Oh, I thought we were going to lose you both!
Oh, God! You okay? Very cold!
Yeah, well, here, take my coat.
Thanks.
Come on, let's get you back to Brookfield. Fast!
Must be here somewhere. Robert, come and help me.
Lindy.
The Astra can. I'm sure I didn't move it.
It's upstairs. Kathy took it.
Oh, yes, of course.
And anyway, even if she didn't...
Oh, it's so dark. This torch is no good. Water's filthy. I can't see a thing.
Lindy, I think...
Oh, George, can I use your torch? My battery's so...
You can if you want, love, but... It's...
Lindy, we've saved as much as we can. You've done wonders.
Well, we might have missed something.
But we can't help that now. We can't do any more by torchlight.
But, Robert, I...
George agrees. It's time we left.
What? Leave?
You've cleared the ground floor. And I reckon we're through the worst. The water doesn't seem to be rising anymore.
And the rain's eased off now.
So best to have a break now and come back in the morning.
But where can we go?
Well, Shula's asked us over to the stables. She's gone to make us up a bed.
Stables? What about Hermes?
Well, you can come with us. We can't sleep here.
No, we can't.
Come on, then. I think we ought to go now. Lindy?
Yes. It's all right, Robert.
Siobhan!
Oh, hi there. You're bright and early.
I'm glad to be safe and dry. You heard about last night?
Oh, Betty's been telling me. The
Those poor snails.
Yes. Oh, it must be awful.
Imagine what it's like for Linda. That lovely house. And the garden, too.
I don't know how bad the damage is.
Suppose we'll find out soon. Have you been down there?
No, I came over to check on Mum and Dad. Well,
they weren't affected, were they?
No, they're okay. It was all downriver.
Oh, yeah, so I heard.
Betty says another place was flooded, too. The mill down by Lakey Green. I don't know who lives there.
Seems we were lucky.
Yes. Though apparently David almost got washed away trying to save a cow.
He's okay?
Yes, fine. Bit damp, I expect.
Look at it now. Such a lovely morning.
Oh, incredible, isn't it? Oh, you know, it's great to see you. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, quite busy. I was away again at the weekend.
Oh? Anywhere nice?
Just business.
Oh.
Apart from that, well, things haven't been so great, really. Pretty terrible, in fact.
Oh, Siobhan, why didn't you...
Look, Tim's gone to work. If you're not in a rush...
No, I've got half an hour.
Why don't you come in for a coffee?
The water's receded a good bit now. The river's still high, but it's back inside its banks.
Yeah, it's what it's left behind.
Oh, aye. Oh, there's such a lot of silt and rubbish.
Used to be a lawn here somewhere. And a herb garden.
Oh, if you come back, you'll be surprised.
Yeah, but when Linda gets a look at this...
Is she
across the lane with Joe. She wanted to check on the goats first.
Oh,
Joe's still got them in that greenhouse thing of his.
Decent of him.
Oh, yeah, Heaven's been... But I can't stay up there for long.
It's not quite so bad round the other side of the house by the river.
Really?
No, the water must be moving faster there. It's carried a lot of the silt away.
Oh, that's something.
It's carried a slice of the bank away, too. Just a foot or so.
Still, at least the house is still here. There was a point last night when I began to wonder...
There was a lot of force behind that water.
I've been on to the insurers and they promised to send someone out here this morning.
Oh, good. That's a start, then.
And they'll get in a firm of contract cleaners. Have you been inside?
No, it's still locked up.
Oh, yeah, of course, I've got the keys.
I had a look through the French windows.
And?
Well, the water's all gone. But it was hard to see. Dark in there, you know.
Okay. Well, I better go.
Robert! Oh. Robert.
Ah, morning.
My God. Look at it.
Lindy.
My poor herbs.
George was saying
it's not quite as bad as it looks. You'll be surprised how fast it will recover.
There's mud everywhere. All kinds of rubbish. It's like a battlefield. All those years of work.
We'll clear it up. I'll help you.
Aye. And there's other folks who'll lend a hand. We'll soon get it cleared up between
us. What's this? Is that some of your rosemary?
Yeah,
it is. And it's still alive.
Yes, you're right, it is.
And you'll probably find a lot more under there.
Yes. So we mustn't despair.
Come on, then, love. Let's go and have a look inside.
We haven't talked for ages. Last time you were off to Hanover, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's where I was at the weekend, too. Working for the same people.
The Bull Scrabble night, Nigel had a great time.
Only beat me by a whisker.
He was lucky. I bet you got all the Z's and X's.
No, it was a fair match.
From what Nigel said, I thought you'd enjoyed it, too.
Oh, yes, I did. It was fun. It's all happened since then. Well, it's been boiling up for quite a while, I suppose. It's all very messy and complicated.
So is it you and Tim?
We had a big row last week.
Well, we all do that. Me and Nigel row at least once a fortnight.
No, I mean a big one. This was the real thing. And since then, well, we've hardly been talking.
Bad as that.
They don't come much worse. I'm in the spare room. We see each other at meals, but...
I see. So why? I mean, what sparked it off?
Oh. I won't bore you with the grisly details.
Well, not if you don't want to.
It's me who's to blame, I suppose. No. It's definitely me. That's the trouble. I can't even deny it.
So that makes it even worse. There are always two sides, surely.
Maybe. It's all just a big mess.
Well, anytime you do feel you want to talk about it.
Thanks. Right now, I'd rather talk about something more cheerful. How are those lovely kids of yours?
Oh, the smell.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
Oh, and the carpets. Oh, they're horrid. They're completely black.
It's the silt. It's got everywhere.
It's eaten up the walls.
Yeah.
Bottom of the wallpaper's ruined. Well, everything's ruined. They can't possibly clean all this up. They can never live here again.
Oh, Lindy. They'll send in a firm of specialist cleaners.
Cleaners?
Well, they've got special equipment. They do this all the time.
Hello?
Yeah?
You in there?
David?
Oh,
yeah. Come on through.
Oh.
Mind you don't slip.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Linda. Look, I'm sure the last thing you want is a visitor.
No, no.
My sitting room, David. Have you ever seen anything so completely and utterly dreadful?
Oh, yeah, it's a heck of a mess. Oh, really, I'm so sorry for you both.
Well, we'll get it cleaned up somehow. I was just saying to Lindy.
Yes, I know, the insurance. But they can't come in and wave a magic wand. They can never turn it back to how it used to be.
We can do it, Lindy. We'll get new carpets, new wallpaper. Have the whole house redecorated if we want to.
Well, even if we can, where are we going to live until then?
Well, we'll find somewhere.
Look, that's why I'm here, actually. I just came to say that we... Well, me and Mum wondered if you'd like to come and stay at Rickyard Cottage.
Rickyard? You mean...
Well, we've got no guests. It's standing empty. And you're welcome to stay there if you want.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Well, until you're ready to move back in again.
Oh, but when will that be? We just don't know.
Well, that's all right. You can stay there for as long as you want. We'd like to have you.
Well, thanks, David. What do you think, Lindy?
Oh, yes. Well, it's so kind of you. Robert.
Lindy.
A home. A beautiful home.
Brian and Jennifer are back from Budapest.
We got home yesterday afternoon. All that excitement, and we knew nothing about it.
Yeah, you picked just the right time for holiday.
Yes. I'm sorry we weren't there to help.
No, Sid's right. We were well out of it. Sounds as if half the village were down in Ambridge Hall.
It's dreadful.
So you were living it up in Budapest, wasn't it?
Yes, we had a lovely time, didn't we, darling?
Yes, yes. Here we go. And there's the ice, if you want it.
Oh, thanks.
That's £4.10, please, Brian.
We spent Tuesday afternoon going round the rest of the old city.
Well, for me, it was part business, too. There you are, Sid. Yeah, this farm. Oliver was talking about it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He was in last night.
Oh, sorry to butt in them. It was you booked a table for lunch.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Oh, Christy's handwriting.
Yeah, well, nobody's perfect, are they?
We thought we'd eat out once more before Jenny gets tied back to her Argo.
Oh, it's one big holiday for some, isn't it?
Julian, it's the first time we've been away.
No, it's okay, I'm really jealous. I should take that as a hint, Sid.
Ah, well, as it
Simon happens, obviously appreciates you, Jolene. I presume that card was sent to you.
Oh, my Valentine, yeah.
Well, size is anything to go by.
Yeah, well, they say it don't matter.
Oh, but don't you believe a word of it.
Person must have struggled to get that through the letterbox.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know who sent it.
We were on the breakfast table this morning.
Oh. Any ideas, sir?
Me? No, no.
Well, I got one. My mine wasn't quite so big.
You got flowers?
Yes. I mustn't complain. They were beautiful. Mm.
And you've been away on holiday. Even better than a bunch of flowers.
Well, yes. Yes, it was.
You both come back looking so relaxed and cheerful.
Yes, it was a real tonic.
Hey. Well, me and Jolene...
No, let me tell him.
Yeah, okay.
Sid's taking me out tonight. The Valentine's dance at the County Hotel in Borchester.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, slap up dinner with live music and all.
Country and Western band. Not quite your scene, I know.
Oh, a real dinner dance, though. You should have a lovely time.
Yeah. Our turn for a bit of romance, I said.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can count on that.
I think we better leave these two young lovebirds, Jenny. Is our table ready, Jolene?
Yeah, any time you want.
Well, shall we go through now, darling? And take these with us.
Yeah, all right. Enjoy yourselves tonight.
Thanks.
Yeah, we will.
I've asked for a quiet table away from the door.
Ooh, I reckon that holiday's done them a power of good.
Yeah.
Oh, see her with that big smile on her face?
Yeah, and don't knock it. There's a couple who've been together 20-odd years, and they're still, you know...
Yeah, still together.
Yeah, and they're getting along. Maybe there's hope for us all.
Take your shoes upstairs and take your trainers off.
Pleased to be home.
Makes three of us. Feels like it's been a long journey.
Go on, you go in. I'll bring this stuff.
No rush. I'd like to pop down and see the cows.
Well, they're all still there. I counted them. And the Herefords.
I knew I shouldn't have gone and left you. Look what happens.
Oh, so if you'd been here, you'd have held back the floodwaters. We just diverted the course of the Ant.
I might have stopped you from nearly getting drowned.
That was perfectly safe.
Come on, I'm not that daft. I talked to Jill on the phone. She said she'd never seen the river so high.
Oh, been checking up on me, have you?
Yeah, I could tell you were holding back on me.
Well, I didn't want to worry you.
Okay. I wish I'd been here all the same.
Yeah, and I'm glad you were safe in bed in Prada, not rushing around in the flood, taking unnecessary risks.
Mark, who's talking?
What? I'm not 8 months pregnant. Here, see if my arms are still long enough. Hey. Mm. It was great to have you back, love.
Mm, I missed you. Oh, and thanks for the lovely card.
Card? What card?
Oh, so I must have a mysterious admirer.
Yeah, I'll be after him with my cattle prod.
Nasty. Oh, and do you know if Daniel got Pitt's letter? She wrote him from Prudder. I think she's picked up that he's not been too happy. This thing about him not wanting to go to school.
Oh, yeah, no, Alistair says he's suddenly cheered up. No end. It's full of beans.
Half term.
Yeah, I suppose. Nice of Pitt to write, though.
Yeah, it was a sweet letter.
Ah, sweet girl. Like her mum. Hello.
Oh, I know it's Valentine's Day, but everyone seems to be at it.
Hello, Bride.
Had lunch at the Bull, and Sid and Jolene are snogging behind the bar. Mm,
good day for it.
Now, I've just been into Rickyard to see Robert and Linda.
Oh, it must be so awful for them.
Robert wasn't there. Linda seems to be bearing up quite well. All right, see, she's been knocked sideways.
Of course she has, poor woman.
I offered to send a man to help with the clearing up.
I should pop in and say hello.
I think she's just off down to the hall.
Oh, maybe I'll...
So, Ruth, what about this daredevil husband of yours?
Oh... Daredevil?
Well, I've heard it all from Tony. How he risked his life at the end of a rope.
What?
Wrestling with a cow in the freezing torrent.
David!
That's just Tony. He's exaggerating.
Oh, have I said too much?
Mm. Look, I helped a cow over the river. She was stuck. Anyone would have done the same.
And he's so modest with it.
I don't know.
Honestly, love.
I'd better go and help Josh get changed.
Right, we'll leave the bags. I'll bring them in now.
Okay. Just you be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
No. You know, Ruth, she'd have been first into that river. I'd have been holding her back.
Well, I'd better go before I get you into any more trouble.
Right. Oh, Brian, how was your trip?
Ah, yes.
What about the farm? What did you make of it?
Well, no final decisions yet, but it's looking very promising.
Oh, yeah?
There's no nasty surprise on the financial side. It's good land. There's lots of potential there. Well, when we've got more time, I'll fill you in.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear.
I think most of our group felt the same. We could just be onto a winner.
And to Oliver?
Well, he wants time to think it over, but he was very positive about it. I've asked him and Caroline round for dinner next week.
You think he'll come in with you?
I'm pretty shrewd, Oliver. He knows a good opportunity when he sees one.
Hello, Linda.
Oh.
Okay, if I can...
Oh, Ruth. Oh, hello. I thought you were still in...
No, we're back. And you weren't at Rickyard, so...
Oh, no.
I just had to come down and see
you. Oh, well, that's very sweet of you. There was no need for that. You must be tired after your journey. Come on, sit down.
Thanks. Well, at least I had a warm, dry home to come back to. I can hardly believe what's happened here.
Only too real, I'm afraid.
I'm so sorry. I can't even imagine what it must have been like.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. Well, it's over now. The water's gone and we're trying to put it all behind us. Had to pick ourselves up and start thinking about the future.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to sort out some of my china. Anything that might be worth saving.
Can I give you a hand?
Oh, no, certainly not in your condition.
Are you sure?
I've got plenty of helpers. You saw Janet in the garden.
In the wellies. Mm. Chris and George, too.
Yes, at times like these. All kinds of people have been arriving, offering to do anything they can.
Joe's looking after Demeter and Persephone.
You've got some professional help too.
Oh, yes, yes, our specialist cleaners. They were sent out by the insurance company. They've got this wonderful machine that sucks away the mud.
Yeah.
Now, that's only the start. We've got builders coming tomorrow.
I see.
And they'll take out the skirting boards, even some of the floorboards, so it can all have a chance to dry out.
So, what about in here?
Oh, it's all completely waterlogged. We'll have to go.
Everything?
Yes. Units, cooker, fridge, dishwasher. They've written it all off.
So, you've had the insurance people round already?
Oh, yes. They were here the morning after. Oh, look what I've done.
Oh, here, let
me... No, 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 don't you bend down. Might as well leave it for the cleaners.
Was it anything special?
A wedding present. I was never very fond of it. Wasn't that fond of the people who gave it to us either.
No?
Robert's side of the family. Well, I would have thrown it out before. It
could have been worse then.
Oh, yes. One has to make the best of things. And as a matter of fact, I have been wondering about my kitchen. I mean, we've had these units for years now. They were beginning to look a bit shabby. And if we do have to replace them, well, at least we shan't have to pay. It's all covered by the insurance.
Really?
Oh, yes. So, perhaps even this cloud has just a tiny silver lining.
Haven't lost your touch, have you?
No, thanks.
No, you should say.
Oh, look, okay. You great sexy thing, you.
I'm out of practice.
Oh, well, we'll have to get you back in.
What?
I'll tell you later.
I can't hear you. I must be going deaf.
Well, I'll have to show you then. Oh, you're such a mover.
Yeah, maybe so, but, hey, let's get back to the table, eh? To that bottle of fizz. Hmm?
Oh, lovely.
Warm in here, though, isn't it?
Yeah, all these bodies.
Yeah. Phew. Oh, look, still half a bottle left. Drink it while it's still cold.
Yeah, we should.
There you go. Oh, whoops, Daisy, you're all over the place. Cheers. Happy days.
To my perfect Valentine.
Get off.
Almost perfect.
Hey, you know what? We should do this more often.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah, it was good. No wonder we've been stressed, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know it's because we've been doing so well.
Yeah, first a success, I suppose.
I think what the ball was like a year or two ago, yeah. And that's a different place. And you can take the credit for that.
Oh, no, it's both of us.
No. It's mostly down to you. I'm a really lucky guy. I know that.
Sid.
No, really, I mean it. And I don't just mean the pulpit. It's my whole life. I am a different person, too. It's just so much better.
Oh, don't. You're embarrassing me.
I do love you, Jolene. You must never forget.
Well, I love you, too. You know that.
And that's what really matters. Never mind about the rest. It's us, isn't it? You and me. And Fallon, too.
Sir?
Now, hold on. Now, I've got this far. I've got something else to say.
Oh?
Oh, hang on. Oh. Perhaps you better have this first.
What is it?
Well, go on. Have a look.
Oh. Oh. A diamond.
Jolene. Will you marry me?
What?
Will you... Will you marry me? You don't have to say now. If you want to think about it.
No.
Oh, well.
Oh, Sid. I mean, don't be silly. I don't need to think about it. Of course I'll marry you.
Stay in here forever.
Did I say where I was going to?
Eh?
Oh, no, no, he don't tell me nothing.
Oh, okay.
Why are you so keen to find him?
No reason. I've got the rest of the day off college. He's not answering.
Hey, get down from there. You see that? Devil. After my pelargonium.
Right, all right, then. Well, I'll just...
She'll have that letting down next.
Look, if that comes back, say I'll be...
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute.
Well, I
need some help here. You ain't afraid of goats, eh?
Well, no, but...
Well, I got the altar on this one. I'm going to lead her out, take her up to Willow Farm.
Well, so what do you want me to do?
Well, as soon as I go through that door, they'll both make a run for it. All you got to do is stand here and stop her from following me.
Well, that's all?
Yeah, you just got to be firm. Ah, Eddie.
Oh, talk about bridge.
Right, so you won't need me then.
Look for him,
tell Ed to give me a call.
Yeah, shut the door.
Oh, don't blame her. She must be gagging. Oh, you want to get them out of here, Dad?
That's what I'm doing. They're going up to Willow Farm.
Oh, so you got the word from Neil, then?
Yeah, he says we can put them in the Dutch barn.
Oh, big of him.
Said would have been better, but beggars can't be choosers.
Well, it's not as if it was for us, it's for Mrs. Snell.
Oh, I know, sir. Now, come on, I already made up a pen. You can take that one.
What?
Come on, I can't take them both.
One at a time.
Yeah, you say you want them out?
Yeah, not just me. Clary's been going on about the smell coming through in the kitchen.
Well, the sooner the better, then. We'll take them up together. There's the altar.
Oh, okay. Let's be having you.
I reckon it's the best place for him till Linda Snell's had time to clean out the shed.
Yeah, I suppose she's got enough on her plate.
Yeah, she don't want to be bothered with these two.
Well, it's time they was moving out. Might be something else moving in.
Tim?
Hi.
I'm on my way out. Susan asked me to give you this.
Oh, yeah?
She's on the phone. She said you wanted them now.
Ah, yes, thanks. Test results.
You think it's going to rain again? Looks a bit grey out there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. To be honest, I hadn't really noticed. Are you going back down to Ambridge Hall?
Well, I'm going to do another half hour in the garden.
How's it coming?
Slowly. George is doing most of the work. I'm not much use, really.
I'm sure every little bit helps.
OK, then, I'll leave you to it.
Is that your lot for today?
I've got another counselling appointment after lunch. I'll be back in time for a coffee if you're still around.
Yes. Yes, that'd be nice. I'll be here.
OK, see you then.
Oh, that wind. I hope they don't get a chill up there.
Goats? Nah, we give them plenty of shelter.
All right, come on, then. Let's get it over with.
All in good time. There we are.
Box?
Go on. Look inside.
Ready?
Open it up. Careful, mind.
No, it can't be.
Well, I say, what do you reckon?
It is ferret.
Well, I'm blessed.
Nice ones, eh? Two little beauties.
But how did you...
I got them from a mate in Edgewood. Jill and Hob. Good working strain.
I never even guessed.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd keep it a surprise, like.
So, can I...
Yeah, you can handle them. Take it gently.
Oh, I will. That's it.
Oh, look at him, Pete. Oh, and I reckon he knows his business, eh, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. Settle them in for a few days, then I can start working them.
Well, if you're going to start rabbiting...
They ain't all. I got two more pairs coming.
Two pairs?
Three Jills, another Ob.
So that'll be six.
Only he's, he's had the operation.
So where are we going to keep them?
I've been fixing up our old hutches, but, well, it's still too cold outside.
Well, I suppose they could go in my lean, too.
You reckon?
I don't see why not.
Clary ain't going to like it.
Well, they won't do no harm. They can come in and stay with me.
OK, then.
There, eh? So what do you think of that, eh?
And we'll have to name them, too. I thought you might like to do that.
Me?
Yeah, if you like.
Oh, I would. Ta. Thanks, Eddie.
Jolene Perks. Jolene Rogers. Jolene Perks.
I don't know. You'll have to decide.
Nah, it's got to be Perks.
Yeah, but what about your fans?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Perks. It just don't sound like a country star.
All two of them. They'll get used to it.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Shall I? Yeah, might be better, yeah. There it goes.
I'll go through to the ploughman's. Hmm. Afternoon, Fallon.
Hello. You're back early.
Yeah, Ed's not been around, is he?
No, I haven't seen him.
Okay, well, I've got this CD I made up for him.
Fallon, wait. I've got something to tell you. Good news.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, Sid took me out last night. Well, he's asked me to marry him.
Oh.
Yeah, he proposed and I accepted, so
steady,
we're...
Dad.
We got him.
Hey, Jolene.
Okay, Mum.
Here, we got somewhere to show you.
You'll never guess, eh?
Stick it on the bar, Dad.
Yeah, well, careful, mate. We don't want to scare him.
You do the honours.
Ah, right.
Joe, what's in there?
Hold on. There. Take a look at this.
Ferret!
Joe! Come on. Oh, isn't he lovely? This here is Noah.
What?
Noah, that's his name. After the flood, see? And this one here...
Oh, two of them.
Yeah. Nice pair. Jill and a half.
Yeah, will you fetch her out, Giddy?
Right.
There we go. That's Mrs. Noah.
Or Mrs. for sure.
Yeah, well, I've seen him now, so back in the box.
Hey, Jolene.
Huh?
Is that for real?
Oh, ring.
Diamond.
Yeah, of course it's for real. It's my engagement ring.
Aye?
You mean...
Sid proposed to me last night. We're getting married.
Married? You're having me
on. No, I am.
Well, who about that, eh?
What are you supposed to say?
Oh, yeah, congratulations, darling.
Well done, congratulations.
Hey, do I get a kiss then?
Not till you put that ferret away.
Hey, see, where is he? Somebody call?
Hey, so what's all this? Are you going to make an honest woman of her?
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, so you've heard the good news.
Well, I couldn't miss that ring, could we?
Good for you, Sid Burks. Congratulations.
You're a lucky man.
Yes, I know.
Drinks on the ocean.
Joe, Eddie, this isn't a zoo in here.
Yeah, okay, you get the drinks in, we'll put them away.
Come on in, Noah.
Hey, watch it, Joe.
Joe.
Hey, quick,
no,
Dad.
No, you come
catch him.
Oh, yes.
Wait.
Okay.
Fallon.
Hi. Do you want some tea?
No, thanks. Look, I'm sorry. That were bad timing. I mean, I would have told you this morning, only you'd already gone.
It's okay. It's cool. It's great. I'm really pleased for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, if you're happy, then I'm happy too. Congratulations.
Thanks, love.
Hey, what about that ring? It's a really lush diamond.
Yeah. I'm so glad. I mean,
so have you fixed the date?
No, not yet. But will you come?
Yeah, of course I will. Oh, but there is one condition.
What?
I'm not into frilly dresses, so don't even ask me to be a bridesmaid, OK?
OK.
I've managed to bring some mud back on my jeans.
How's it looking now? Gone?
Oh, better, though there's still a way to go. I've been picking up the flotsam.
Well, I think it's very noble of you.
Linda seems more cheerful anyway. She's talking about replanting. And they've gone to look at carpets in Felpersham.
Ah, here you are. Susan's even found us some biscuits.
Oh, great. Thanks.
First real break I've had all day.
You look as if you need it.
Well, comes with the job. At times like this, I think I was mad to start a practice on my own. In fact, it's been a heck of a week all round.
Is it just your work? Is there something else?
Siobhan's been having an affair.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah, she told me herself. I don't know who is, I don't even know for how long. I don't know if it's still going on.
Oh, no wonder you...
She tells me she's not seeing him anymore, but I don't know what to believe.
So you've been able to talk about it?
We end up chasing the same arguments around in circles, not getting anywhere. I'm not sure if our marriage can take it.
Oh, but surely...
You see, I thought we were making progress, that all the old scars were beginning to heal. But all that's gone. It's been lost.
Tim, I know it's terribly painful, but it doesn't have to mean the end of your marriage.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, come on. We both know plenty of couples who've managed to stay together, even after one of them's been unfaithful.
Yes, other people, but when it happens to you, it's...
I mean,
You've had your problems before, I know, but you've been able to work through them together, haven't you?
No, this is different. All the old rules have suddenly changed. It's almost as if she's not the Siobhan I knew. Not the girl I married. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Oh, it's the way it is now, anyway. You're probably wishing you hadn't asked.
No, Tim, not at all. This all comes with my job, remember?
Yeah. Well, you're the only person I've been able to tell.
And you know you can come and talk to me at any time.
Thank you, but, it's between me and Siobhan.
Look, I happen to think any marriage is worth trying to save. But I know you both well, and you've had a strong, caring relationship in spite of everything.
Until now,
Don't give up. If you keep talking this through, try and be as honest as you can with each other.
I know what you're trying to say, Janet, and thank you. I really do appreciate it, but... Well, it may just be too late for that.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.